Track 9, more news. Artist launches festive shop local campaign. Could you do all your Christmas shopping in your local town? A retailer in Tynmouth believes it is absolutely possible to shop local for all your presents and is working with local businesses to show residents exactly how it can be done. Artist and illustrator Laura Wall is putting together a social media reel featuring independent businesses from around Tynmouth to showcase their best-selling items or products that would make the perfect gift. The reel will be posted on Colour Friday, a UK campaign day that offers an alternative to Black Friday, which this year falls on November the 28th. Colour Friday celebrates local businesses and encourages consumers to support small independent retailers and buy unique handmade and local products to help boost the local economy and reduce the environmental impact from mass-produced goods. Laura, who runs the Laura Wall Art Gallery in Tynmouth's Art Quarter, said she came up with the idea on a walk and that the response from fellow business owners has been amazing. Instead of just one reel, it looks like we'll have enough to do several, covering different types of gifts, such as experiences, food and drink, gifts, pets, crafts, and pampering, she said. As well as shops, there are also salons, services and crafters who attend local markets and who are very keen to be involved.
A pound a year rent deal for Excellent Sports Club. Bowlers in Dawlish are on target for fundraising success after being given a major boost by Teignbridge Council. Members of the Council's Executive Committee have agreed to extend Dawlish Marina Bowls Club's lease on its land and buildings at Sandy Lane for another 38 years. It was only in February this year that it was stretched to 28 years. The club says the extra decade will give it security to apply for funds from national organisations to be spent on improving facilities. A report to the committee said the club would be able to call on bodies such as Bowls England and Sports England for backing to improve the playing surface as well as adapt the clubhouse to offer better facilities for junior bowls and women's teams. The club will get the lease for £1 a year, but in return will have to pick up the bill for maintenance, which the council estimates at around £7,500 a year. It's an excellent club with more than 100 members, said Councillor David Palethorpe, Lib Dem for Ipplepen. This will allow them to determine their own future. Councillor Richard Keeling, Lib Dem for Chudley, added, "This very welcome, and it shows that Teignbridge is pulling out all the stops to help local groups. At 38 years, this is not a normal extension, but it has been done so they can apply for further grant funding. The club has had a lease on the building since 1996, paying £2,500 a year for the site, which has six rinks and is of standards to host county matches. Established as a ladies' club in 1940, it became a mixed club the following year."
Frailty Centre opens at Newton Abbott Hospital. Torbay and South Devon NHS is launching a new integrated care hub for the elderly at Newton Abbott Hospital to make it easier for older people to receive specialist care without being admitted as a hospital inpatient. Described as a centre of excellence for older people, the harbour will bring together various clinicians under one roof to provide specialist frailty care, holistic assessments, urgent care and diagnostics. Patients will also be supported by the Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust virtual frailty ward, where patients received hospital-level care at home. Clinical evidence tells us that older people living with frailty are at a higher risk of losing independence, getting infections and having memory decline while in hospital. They also tell us they don't want to receive their care in hospital and want to get back home, explained the Harbour Clinical Lead, Dr. Kath Batt. The harbour gives us the opportunity to change by wrapping personalised care around our patients at home when they need it the most and helping them stay well for longer. The first phase of this new service launches this month, and the team is working closely with the ambulance services and care homes to support their residents. Next year, the harbour will be extended with the launch of same-day emergency care space for older people who need urgent diagnostic assessment and hospital intervention so they don't have to go to Torbay Hospital. The service has been designed especially for older people living with multiple long-term health conditions or frailty. Instead of attending a busy emergency department, patients will be able to receive same-day care, support and assessment, either through visits in their own home or by attending the calm and welcoming space of this new hospital unit. It's about getting the right care in the right place at the right time, helping people stay well, recover quickly and remain independent for longer, a spokesman from Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust said.
Town Youth Charity launches funding drive. A youth charity which helps young people in Newton Abbot has launched a campaign highlighting the growing pressures on funding, which now threatens some of its services. Space was originally part of Devon County Council's provision, but became an independent charity in 2017. And Newton Abbot is one of several towns across the country to benefit. Adam Windsor, lead youth work practitioner for Newton Abbot, said, "Our youth centre is a powerful and engaging environment for young people aged 11 to 19 to learn, develop confidence, develop new skills, a sense of belonging, grow as well as simply being young and having fun in a space of their own design." As well as running an online youth centre 3 evenings a week, the team works closely with local schools, health, police and other community organisations in Newton Abbot. "We currently work with more than 300 young people a week in Newton Abbot, from our youth centre, youth clubs, in schools, street-based. We are lucky to have a fantastic big youth centre with an MUGA recording studio, creative studio, music studio, sensory room, arcade room, and lots of fun, engaging resources for young people to access, as well as brilliantly professional trained youth workers. The new campaign, Investing in Devon's Young People Together, is aimed at safeguarding the vital work with young people across the county, including our youth centre in Newton Abbot."